Salvation Army launched its most important fundraiser of the year yesterday at the Avalon Mall. The Christmas Kettle campaign has taken on even greater significance this year, with so many more people struggling financially and otherwise from the fallout associated with COVID-19. ServiceNL Minister Sarah Studley was on hand yesterday, along with her now famous baby boy, Alexander, representing the provincial government. VOCM's Brian Callahan spoke with the minister about the whirlwind year it's been for her, as well as the importance of the Kettle campaign to the community.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I guess it's a team effort, but we're all doing very well, and Alexander's a champion. I make sure he's well fed and changed before we go anywhere, and it seems to work. So he's asleep now, thankfully, here at the Kettle launch today, but very thankful for everyone's support.
Is this an official appearance today, or yep. Are you just here as a mom?
No. So I'm here on behalf of the provincial government and as a mom. The work that Salvation Army does is incredibly important in our community, and we're very happy to support them and very grateful for their work in the community.
So given everything this year, as a new mom and all the events of the house, have you had the chance to sit back and really appreciate everything that's happened?
I guess, no, not really. It's kind of a day at a time, you know. We're just trying to figure out, okay, burp, change, you know, eat, get to work, you know, burp, change before the meeting. I'm really looking like 2 hours ahead, and then maybe a few days ahead for some more important things. But it's been, I think, a good learning opportunity. Obviously, my constituents in Mount Sile, most of them have children. It's certainly given me an opportunity to see things through their eyes. You know, as in my minister role, I'm responsible for road safety, and I believe next week is National Day for Road Crash Victims. And so highway and road safety is incredibly important to me at the moment. Obviously, we'll be driving with my new little one this Christmas. It gives you a whole new perspective, and I'm grateful for the learning opportunity.
Overall, any anecdotal, or there's got to be one or two funny behind-the-scenes moments you can share?
Well, I think the first time Alexander first time he cried in the house was in response to the leader of the opposition saying something, and so everyone had a good kick out of that.
Completely unscripted.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And we actually have him enhanced now. MHA Trimper said something, and he cooed, and so MHA Trimper referenced his cooing, and so now in the Hansard for that day it says, you know, baby cooing, and the clerk sent it to me as the first time a baby's been cooed in Hansard. So some pretty big moments for us, and like recently when the Lieutenant Governor came, we saw her in the hallway and we stopped for a photo, and then she referenced Alexander in her throne speech. So it's all very special, and we're very, I guess, lucky that we're able to accommodate Alexander and my job, so everyone's been very supportive.
It's going to be quite a special time, I guess, for first baby Christmas and that sort of thing.
Well, Christmas is going to be very special, but it's also bittersweet because my husband's from the UK, and obviously with the pandemic, we were hoping to go to the UK and visit his family. You know, he can meet his grandparents for the first time and his cousins over there, but we won't be able to do that. But we're going to have a lovely Christmas here with my family. We'll try and Skype them all in, and I know that's a challenge everyone's having this Christmas. They won't be with their loved ones. So we'll be feeling that as well.
What can you say about the Salvation Army's contributions over the years to people who just really are in need, serious need?
Yeah. Well, the Salvation Army does incredible work in our community, and, you know, and the provincial government, we're incredibly grateful for that. This time of year, especially with the pandemic, I work with a lot of my constituents who are in really difficult situations, and the Salvation Army is another community partner who helps, you know, are the most in need in our society. And the role they play is incredible, and we're hugely grateful for their support. And I'd also like to thank the volunteers as well, who will be standing at the Kettles this year. I'm very excited for the new tap feature. You'll be able to donate by tapping your card, so I'm hoping to try that out later. You know, I just want to thank, I guess, the volunteers again, and thank the Salvation Army for all their work.